Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Lamed Vav, Chulin 136b, pagination is 272. We'll start about midway on the page. The first words on the line are Shema Mina, and then we begin. But by way of introduction, we're going to actually overview, I think they call it audit, the Mishnah and the Gemara from Amud Aleph, and that is that the Mishnah told us, Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, that Reishis HaGeiz, the first shearings, and we discussed this yesterday, if you didn't give it as first shearings, you would give shearings, but that's the mitzvah. The shearings are going to go as a portion, enough to create a garment, small garment, are going to go to the Kohen. And according to the Mishnah, that was Noeg Ba'aretz Uvuchutza La'aretz. It applied in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. We did, however, see, also yesterday's session, that on Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, today's daf, Rabbi Eloi said, Reishis HaGeiz Ein Noeg Ela Ba'aretz. This mitzvah of the shearings only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And Rava explained, Yalef Nesina Nesina Mitruma. There's a comparison to Teruma, that just as Teruma is given to the Kohen and is limited to Eretz Yisrael produce, so too the Reishis HaGeiz, the shearings, is given to the Kohen, but it's only regarding Eretz Yisrael. You will, of course, ask, if it is a comparison to Teruma, so then it should have the severity of Teruma. And we've been discussing that Reishis HaGeiz is more of a financial gift, similar to Zeroa L'Chayayim V'Keva, the meat gifts. And the Gemara indeed says a few lines later that there is an inference, a diuk, in the psukim by Teruma, alav v'lo al Reishis HaGeiz. The severity is regarding teruma, but not regarding the shearings. Bo v'lo b'reishis hageiz, in it, and not in reishis hageiz. And therefore, it is considered a mitzvah, according to Rabbi Loi, that's limited to Eretz Yisrael, but it still has its own distinctive nature apart from teruma, because there are limitations in the wording that limit the severity of teruma to teruma itself. Let's turn to Amud Beis, where I said that we would begin. And again, midway on the page, Shema Mina, the first words, and then we start. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Ha'idna, nowadays, Nahog Alma Kahani Talas Sabi, the Welt, the world, the population, popular custom, is like the following three sages. In other words, there's a machlokis, there's a disagreement, and even if we might have thought to rule one way, but the people, sometimes more severely, sometimes more leniently, in this case it's more lenient, but the people just, they have a mind of their own. They operate in a certain way, and they're following, everybody agrees, a legitimate opinion in halacha. It's not that someone is wayward here, but we might not have paskined like that. The Mishnah didn't paskin like that. But popular custom is to follow the following three sages, Rabbi Eloi b'Reishis HaGeiz, and one of them is Rabbi Eloi regarding Reishis HaGeiz, Detanya, as we learned, Rabbi Eloi Omer, Reishis HaGeiz, Ein Noeg Ela Ba'aretz, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and that's how people conduct themselves. Indeed, we saw yesterday that when the Rama brings this halacha, he phrases it as Ein Noeg, it's the minig, it's the way people do it. Art Scroll Note 22 observes that even Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak himself doesn't necessarily hold, like Rabbi Eloi, to limit this to Eretz Yisrael. And that's indeed his wording. He said, Nohi Galma, this is the way the people conduct themselves. And with time, presumably it becomes binding like that. That's our minig. We follow this opinion. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak himself might have paskined on occasion differently. He didn't personally necessarily hold like this, which opens up two important principles in our style sheet of learning Gemara. Number one, you can't paskin like a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Reishis HaGez applies in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara basically revises it. The Gemara says there's the opinion of Rabbi Eloi that compares it to Ruma and it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that's the custom. Like it or not. If you're paskin like the Mishnah, you'd basically be wrong as far as normative halacha is. Also, in a style sheet, the word nahog alma, the approach of the world, the custom of the world, of the Jewish community, is such that leaves room for us to read into it that it might not be his personal opinion or way of ruling or how they conducted themselves in his particular community. But he's saying, by and large, the Jewish community has the following approach. The Gemara continues, and this will be our new material for today. Uch Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira b'divrei Torah. And the second sage that's being cited, that even though, according to scholarship, we might have paskined differently, but the people have conducted themselves in the manner of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira regarding learning Torah. The Tanya, what is this talking about? We learned. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira omer ein divrei Torah mekablim tuma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Torah doesn't acquire tuma. As Rashi explains, it's a Gemara in Brachas, the very first Masechta of Shas in this sequence. We did it a few years ago, about 7 years ago. The Gemara there says that Baal Keri should require a tevila, a man with an emission, whether it was an acceptable or unacceptable, meaning inadvertent emission. Either way, even if he was with his wife, normally kosher, acceptable mitzvah, but the fact that he has an emission, according to the Mishnah and Talmud, requires a tevila afterwards, going to mikvah, and that's called tevilas Ezra. The tevila from rabbinic legislation under the leadership of Ezra, the leader at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash start. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira dissents. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Torah doesn't acquire tumah. You don't need a tevila in order to be able to daven or study Torah for acts of holiness. You don't need to go to mikvah. And a person can ignore that. So that's the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And again, it could be that that's not the way we would have paskined according to scholarship. But this is the normative practice of Judaism to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Let's take a look at Taisvis. The first Taisvis, Rabbi Eloi Bereshis HaGez, but let's skip in quite a number of lines. And then in the beginning of a line, Pirish Rav Hai Gaon. Taisvis quotes Rav Hai Gaon. The Gaon period was between the codification of the Talmud and the time of the Rishonim, basically the time period of about 600 till 1,000 as the very noticeable time of the Gaon period. Pirush Rav Hai Gaon, Dahada Amar Bipsachim. This that's written in Psachim, the Gemara, a rule, well-known rule. Kol ha-mitzvahs kulan mevarech aleihem over la'asiyasan. All mitzvahs, we recite the bracha beforehand. You're going to do bedikas chametz, you'll make the bracha beforehand. You're putting on tefillin, you make the bracha beforehand. chutz min atvila, except for going to mikvah, where we make the bracha after the tevila. Hainu betevilas ger. It's talking about the immersing that a convert does. The lohava Yisrael, because he's not Jewish, alekishatoval, until after the tevila. He would never be able to say the word vitzivanu as a bracha. Commanded us, you're not included in commandments. So you do the tevila, and then when you're coming out, you say vitzivanu. Hashem commanded us that this is the way to go ahead about conversion. Avo b'sha'ar tevilos. But any other time that someone is going to mikvah, such as keri, such as this emission case, Afapi shu tamei, even though he's tamei, mivarech, he could recite the bracha beforehand, because there's nothing wrong with doing acts of holiness after an emission before the tevila. Denog alma ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira b'divrei Torah, because our custom is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, so you might find somebody going to mikvah because he's tamei, and reciting the bracha beforehand is no problem, because we're going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So it's fascinating that he's reciting the bracha, he's going to mikvah, but he's allowed to make the bracha beforehand because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. V'yesh mefarshim, but there are others who have the approach, de'akol tevilos kamar, that indeed, any time we go to mikvah, we always recite the bracha after the mikvah, because the case of ger, convert, is the paradigm. And that's how they legislated the bracha by all cases of tevila. Even though we're acting like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, many people were strict to go to mikvah, and the bracha is after. Indeed, in Yoredeya Simen Reish, when the discussion about a woman who's going to mikvah following her experience of Nida, so the Rama writes, V'yesh Omrim, our opinion, Shalo tivarech ad achar hatevila, she should only recite the bracha after going to mikvah, says the Taz, the kevon de betvilas ger ein shayich sheyivarech kol dematvila, since by a conversion, it's impossible to recite the bracha before the tevila. Da adayin ove kochavim hu, because at that point you're not Jewish and you can't say vitzivanu. Lo chilku, they did not differentiate and they legislated the bracha afterwards. Interestingly, there's not even a requirement of toch kidei dibur. The Rama describes mechasis atzma, she should cover herself, which is not the prevalent custom as described in the Shachin Taz. But you see that it does not appear that there was a legislation required of a very tight working in time, toch kidei dibur, after the mikvah. That's how they legislated the bracha. The Berhetev brings, Ushlo Kosav, from the Shlo it's brought, that it's proper, Sheyitvelu, that the women go to mikvah once, Utevarech, when she comes up, she should recite the bracha, V'achakach titvo Sheinis, and then she should go down a second time, whatever that accomplishes, but it is a custom that is fairly prevalent. Yashikoach. Thank you for joining.